Gemara Daf Beis and Beis and discussing Achana de Rabba cites the pasuk in Parshas Veshalach, Vayibin Ashishi Echinu Eser Sheyaviu. That, of course, is a reference to the Parshas Haman. And the Gemara tells us that that which is derived from the pasuk applies not only on Shabbos, but even on Yontif as well. You see from the pasuk that in Yontif making the Shabbos, in Shabbos Michin the Yontif. So Tosas points out that no doubt this is a Chiddush, that the dinim derived from the Parsha Saman apply not only on Shabbos, but even on Yontif. So Tosas writes that Mashma, Shlo Yorad Haman be Yontif. Apparently you see that the fact that the man did not fall on Shabbos is not limited to Shabbos, even on Yontif as well. The man falls b'chol, but the dini haman are relevant to Shabbos and Yontif. And Tosas points out this is very, very unclear. After all, Tosas writes, other midrashim disagree. Part of the uniqueness of Shabbos, vayivarech elokim es yom ha'shvi'i vayikadesh oso, is expressed in the reference to the man, a unique fact that on Shabbos the man did not fall, on Yontif apparently yes. Meleches ochel nefesh is mutter. Maybe indeed that gathering the man was mutter even on Yontif itself. So Tosas writes, apparently it must be midrashim chalukim, different midrashim in terms of yirida saman, definitely not on Shabbos, whether it occurred on Yontif, different deos in Chazal. This no doubt is very relevant in the following, that first our sugya, many of the dinei muktza, the hachana darabba, whether it's a drasha gemur, whether it's an asmachta, when you look in the Sugyan Shabbos, Taf Kuf Yud Zayin, the Gemara says there are other dinim that we derive from the Parsha Saman as well. It's necessary to have Lechem Mishnah. Lechem Mishnah. How do you know Lechem Mishnah is necessary? The Gemara says clearly based on the man. After all, if a double portion indeed fell, so therefore it's necessary to have Lechem Mishnah. The Taz writes in Hilchos Chanukah, Tafrei Shayin Ches, Lechem Mishnah, Suda. That's a din d'araisa. That's a din d'araisa. Wow, chidushim. The Taz writes that in all those sugyas and Shabbos, that what exactly has kedima? The Taz writes it's clear lechem mishnah has kedima over the yayin of kiddush, because lechem mishnah, that's a din d'araisa, and the yayin of kiddush we assume alach is only a din d'rabanan. Kiddush is a din d'araisa. Brachos davchav, shvuos davchav, but kiddush al hayayin only a din. Drabanan. So the Taz writes, he thinks it's clear that, you know, if one has to choose, so therefore, Lechem Mishnah is a din d'araisa. Wow. Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos, absolutely yes. What about when it comes to Yontif? That really should depend on our Tosus. If you assume that indeed Lechem Mishnah fell on Erev Yontif, then yes, and if not, then not. And the same Sugya, Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin, what about Suda Shabbos? Suda Shabbos. How do you know a person is obligated to have multiple sudos on Shabbos? So fascinating. The Gemara quotes the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Chidka. The Chachamim maintain the following. On Shabbos, you have to have three sudos. How do you know that that's true? Ooh, the pasuk in the Parsha Saman, Ichlu Hayom, Ki Shabbos Hayom LaHashem, Hayom Non Simtzuhu Basada. The pasuk describes Achila, and Hayom is mentioned three times, and therefore three sudos on Shabbos. And Rabbi Chidka, a step further, a Chiddush, that you have to have a total of four sudos. Four sudos. Why is that true? Because the Chlu Hayom is a reference to the day of Shabbos. The day of Shabbos. So according to the Chachamim, a total of three sudos. According to Rabbi Chidka, three sudos during the day. You know, you see another Chiddush from the Gemara, and that is, there must be another Makor for Suda Shabbos. It can't just be this pasuk. Because if it was just based on this pasuk, so the Chachamim say Chlu Hayom means three sudos on Shabbos. Rabbi Chidka says Hayom means Yom as opposed to Laila. So I would have said, according to Rabbi Chidka, you have to have a total of three sudos, but whereas according to the Chachamim, you can spread it out at night and during the day, according to Rabbi Chidka, you have to have three sudos during the day. But that's not what Rabbi Chidka says, no? You have to have a total of four sudos. How do you know you have to have an extra sudah? So you know what's clear, clear from the Gemara? There must be another makor for Suda Shabbos as well. Because if it was limited to that pasuk of Ichlu Hayom, and the Torah says three, the machlokes should be whether three is a total of night and day, or whether three is only bayom. The fact that Rabbi Chidka says four, that's a dead giveaway. Now that there must be another makor as well for for the chiyuv suda. Okay, that we'll have to see. But this is critically important. So the chiyuv, for example, of three sudas. Shabbos, absolutely yes. What about when it comes to yantiv? Well, the discussion, of course, is the Parsha Saman. And our Tosa says, Midrash Mechalukim. How relevant is the Parsha Saman to the cases of yantiv itself? In fact, just to jump ahead for a minute, that you know what? The psak of the Mechaber is somewhat unclear. The very end of Hilchos Yantiv, Tavkuf Chavtes, but you know, right? On Yantiv, do we have that Kamishna? Yes. Do we have Shalosh Shudas? The Mechaber writes no. That's an interesting split. Lechemishna, yes. And Shalosh Shudas, it's the same sugya, the very same sugya. That Gemara Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin says that there's much that we do is just based on the Parsha Saman, Lechemishna, and three sudas, and somehow we split. Now the Rambam is Mefurish in Paraglamet of Hilchos Shabbos that on Yantif, of course, you have to have Lechemishna. The Rambam is Mefurish on Yantif, you have to have Shalosh Shudas as well. The dinim of the Parsha Saman apply on Yantif. Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin, Beitz Adav Beis, the dinim apply ben b'Shabbos, ben b'Yantif. Maybe one could argue, no, but it's a fascinating split that we insist on Lechem Mishnah, but we don't insist on Suda Shlishis. Not so simple. This already is a Hara of Rabbeinu Manoach. Where is this Rabbeinu Manoach? In Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perches. Rabbeinu Manoach. Who points out that it's kind of fascinating that we insist on Lechem Mishnah, but we don't insist on three Sudos, even though that they're all based on the Parsha Saman. Rabbeinu Manoach writes it must be based on the psukim, based on the psukim. After all, when it comes to the chiyuv of three sudas, the pasuk tells us, "Ichlu hayom ki Shabbos hayom l'Hashem." The Torah seems to go out of its way and emphasize Shabbos. So he writes that is lafuka yantiv. Maybe the starting point is, as I would have said, that all of these dinim apply ben b'Shabbos ben b'yantiv. And that's why Yochanan Darab, and that's why Dini Moksa, and that's why Lechem Mishnah. When it comes to Suda Shabbos, look, if the Pasuk goes out of its way, Rabbeinu Manoach writes and says, Shabbos, so therefore, maybe that means when it comes to this din, not, but the others, absolutely yes. And that's why he writes that minug that we generally follow is not to be so makbir on Suda Shlishis on Yantif, but nonetheless, of course, to insist on Lechem Mishnah. But no doubt, a stunning split. Now, clear from the Gemara, there must be another makor for Suda Shabbos and Suda Yantif. V'haraya, the Shit Rab Chitka. If there's three plus one. Where does that plus one come from? Where is that other chi of Suda? So you know what the answer is? When it comes to Suda Shabbos, there are two sugyas. One sugya, Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin, Ichlu Hayom, Zeich Laman. But there's another sugya, and that's Psachim Kufay. There, the Gemara discusses the following, that when it comes to Shabbos, there's another chiyuv, and that is a mitzvah of kavod, a mitzvah of oneg. The pasuk in Yeshaya, the karasu leShabbos oneg leKedosh Hashem Ochuba. Well, that's the Rambam, Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam tells you know what? Arba dvarim nemru b'Shabbos. That's how the Rambam begins, Perek Lamed Halacha Aleph. Realize that there are four mitzvos when it comes to Shabbos. Shnai midivrei Torah, that's the Lashon HaRambam. Two are blatantly daraisa. And two, interesting phrase, mefurashin al yedei neviim. For the other two, we rely on the Navi Yeshayah. Min HaTorah, the Rambam writes, is Zachar and Shamar. And when it comes to Kavod and Oneg, that is the Navi Yeshayah. The Karas LeShabbos only Kedosh Hashem Achuba. So the Rambam writes realize there are four Hagdaras when it comes to Shabbos. There's Zachar. Zachar means the Rambam writes Kiddush and Havdalah. There's Shamor, which is this Rav Asiyas Samalacha. And above and beyond Zachar and Shamor, now there is Kavod and Oneg. The Karas LeShabbos Oneg LeKedosh Hashem Achuba. What exactly is the technical difference, Kavod and Oneg? Not explicit in the Rambam, but there is a comment of the Gaon in that very simon, the very end of Hilchos Yantiv, Kavtul Kavtes, where the Gon writes the following, that oneg refers to that which a person does on Shabbos itself. When you delight on the day of Shabbos, that is the mitzvah of oneg. What is kavod? Kavod is, I expect a prominent guest. How do I honor that guest? You know what? I don't wait until his arrival. But you know what? I prepare, mi bodyon. I prepare in anticipation of the arrival of that guest. So the Gon writes the following chiddush, that kavod is a reference to the hachana mi bodyon, and oneg refers to that which a person delights on the day of Shabbos itself. That's the chiddush the Gon writes, the difference between kavod as opposed to oneg. In other words, preparing for Shabbos is not simply just an obvious necessity, because if you don't prepare, you're not going to be able to, but it's more than that. There's a mitzvah of hachana l'Shabbos, a mitzvah of hachana for Shabbos. That's the Netziv in the Shultas, the very first Shulta, that kavod Shabbos is a heksha mitzvah, hakasuv v'kra. The Torah goes out of its way and tells us that you have to prepare for Shabbos. That's the mitzvah of kavod. And you know what's so incredibly meduyah? When you look in the Rambam in two places, Perek Hei Vilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed Vilchos Shabbos, the Rambam discusses the dinim of kavod and oneg. When you see that go and you look back at the Rambam, it's so magnificent. When the Rambam describes that which you do on Shabbos, the Rambam frames that as oneg. When the Rambam describes what you do mi ba'od yom, that a person readies himself for Shabbos, you prepare for Shabbos, the Rambam labels that preparation, b'hachanas haguf, b'hachanas ha'achila, you make sure all the food is ready, you prepare yourself, rechitza, the Rambam writes, yoshev u'mitzape, you put on proper big day Shabbos, the Rambam describes that as being kavod Shabbos, kavod Shabbos. Kavod is mi bod yom, and the oneg is on Shabbos itself. And you may recall from last Hanukkah, now, there's one overlap in the Rambam that the Rambam mentions in Perek Hei and in Perek Lamed. That's the mitzvah of hadlokas aneros. Hadlokas aneros. Not for us now, but you know what that seems to indicate? That the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, Ner Yantif, has two kiyumim. We're madlik mi bod yom because that's the kiyum of kavod, and you have a ner doluk b'Shabbos because that's the mitzvah of oneg. The Rambam writes there two kiyumim when it comes to neros b'Shabbos and yantiv. The hadlaka mi bod yom is part of kavod, and the hana b'Shabbos b'yantiv, that's considered to the mitzvah of oneg. So when the Rambam describes the mitzvah of oneg, the Rambam writes suda Shabbos. Suda Shabbos is a kiyum of oneg Shabbos. Well, and that's the sugyim sachim adav kufei, where the Gemara raises the following, an interesting chiddush, that the mitzvah of kavod and oneg is not seamless. But you know, there's a mitzvah of oneg balayla, and there's a mitzvah of oneg bayom. And the Gemara raises exactly the following issue. What is adif? Yom or layla, when it comes to the mitzvahs of kavod and oneg, what is adif? If a person has a certain delicacy, you should use it balayla, you should use it bayom. The sheet of Bavli, Psachim Kufay, is kavod yom adif. The Gemara uses the term kavod. According to the Rambam, it's a reference to oneg. The mitzvah of oneg, there's balayla, there's bayom. But you know what? Kavod yom is adif, as opposed to kavod layla. Ooh, the Russian get daf lamed ches. So you know what you see from that? That Suda Shabbos has two kiyumim. When a person has a Suda Shabbos, number one, it's a mitzvah of oneg. Mefurish in Sachem Kufay, Mefurish in the Rambam. Paraglam Revoch HaShabbos. And there's another kiyum, and that is Ichlu Hayom. So when a person has his Suda Shabbos, you know what, it's two kiyumim, two different sugyas. Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin Ichlu Hayom, Sachem Kufay, the mitzvah of oneg Shabbos. Oh, now I understand the shita of Rechitka, no? That there's a mitzvah of oneg balayla. There's a mitzvah of oneg bayom. And now the Torah tells me, ichlu hayom, you have to have three sudas. The Chachamim say a total of three sudas. Good. You know what that means? A suda balayla and two sudas bayom. Rabbi Chirka's shita is, no, when the Pasuk says ichlu hayom, it means you have to have three sudas during the day of Shabbos. What about oneg? Well, of course, you have to have a suda balayla because of oneg Shabbos. Oh, so oneg Shabbos, one. And three sudos during the day, so 3 + 1 = 4. That's the sheet of Rabbi Chitka. You have to have four sudos on Shabbos. But it's mafurish in the Gemara that if Rabbi Chitka said four, there must be another makar. You know what the answer is? There is another makar. Psachim Dav Kufay, the mitzvah of oneg. And we overlap in the sense that, you know, there's a mitzvah of oneg, and there's mitzvah of ichlu hayom. So I ask you a very, very simple question, that are there differences between the kiyum of oneg as opposed to the kiyum of ichlo hayom? So the answer is, I'll tell you yes. How many siddurs are necessary for the mitzvah of onan? You know what the answer is? Pesach Mekufei, two. You have to have two siddurs on Shabbos. More specifically, a siddur b'layla and a siddur b'yom. That's the mitzvah of onan. Ichlo hayom is mechadesh that more is necessary. More is necessary. You have to have, let's say, a third siddur. So let's say Arishu. Does the ichlo hayom apply when it comes to yom? Let's assume it doesn't. It doesn't apply when it comes to yom tov. So you don't have to have a siddur on yom tov. You can go without eating? Of course not. There certainly is a mitzvah of oneg when it comes to yantiv. That's Mefurash in the Rambam. Perek Vavavilchis yantiv. Keshem shechayav nechabit Shabbos longo. Just as there's a mitzvah of kavod oneg on Shabbos, the Rambam writes the same thing applies when it comes to yantiv as well. That's not a machlokes. There's a mitzvah of kavod and a mitzvah of oneg when it comes to yantiv. That's a given. You know what is questionable, Artosus? Is there a mitzvah based on the Parsha Saman? Is there a mitzvah of Ichlu Hayom? So let's assume there is a mitzvah of Ichlu Hayom. That would mean three siddurs in Yantif. Oh, that's the Rambam Sheet. Let's assume there is no mitzvah of Ichlu Hayom. There still is a mitzvah of Kavanah and Oneg, which would mean that on Yantif you have to have a siddur b'layla and a siddur b'yom, but you don't have to have a siddur shlishis. So someone is going to ask that, you know what, if Ichlu Hayom does not apply to Yantif, what exactly is the source of any chiyuv siddur on Yantif? You know what the answer is? Kavod and Oneg applies on Yantif. The question is simply Ichlu Hayom, Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin. And even if you say no, like the Shita of Mechaber, the two siddurs are absolutely necessary. So two siddurs when it comes to Shabbos Midin Oneg, two siddurs on Yantif, that's the given. And now the question of indeed, Ichlo Hayom. Rabbi Kveger writes this in the very first Tshuva, that the Chiyuv of Suda Shabbos is Midin Oneg. And therefore, that requires Achila v'Shabbos, more specifically, a Suda Balayla, a Suda Bayom, regardless of the drasha of Ichlo Hayom. So therefore, if you assume Ichlo Hayom applies on Yantif, the Rambam Shita, three sudos. If you assume it doesn't, the Shita Samachaber, three not. But a Suda Balayla, a Suda Bayom, absolutely yes. Oh, so one nafkamin would be, what about Yantiv? The other nafkamin is mentioned is the Minyan HaSudos. Oneg requires two sudos. Ichlu Yom requires three. I will tell you the following, you know. The Shulchan Aruch discusses Reish Tzadi Aleph. It's interesting, this halach is quoted there. It's not quoted in the halachos of Erev Pesach Shechal v'Shabbos. But that's where the Shulchan Aruch writes the following. Let's assume, for example, you know what? A person is eating his Suda Shabbos, his lunch meal, and all of a sudden he realizes, time flies. It's almost shkia. So what do you do at that point? That's where the Shulchan Aruch writes, you know what? Divide your Suda. Divide your Suda in half. You're in the middle of the Suda, and you realize that, you know, that time doesn't allow me to have a full lunch suda and a full shalosh shudas. What should you do? You know what? So stop your suda, bench, have a hefsik, and then go ahead and have a new suda. Well, it's interesting. You know, all the eitzes, the mechaber, Pesach, Shechal, B'Shabbos, is, you know, what do you do? The mechaber doesn't write that, you know what, eat, and then bench, and take a break, and have another suda. That is the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Tzadi Aleph. When it comes to b'dieved, a person who's under the wire. Let me ask you the following, just very, very simply. What do you gain by doing so? You know, I have a four-course meal for my Shabbos lunch suda. So instead of having a four-course meal, it's two and two. Two and two. Two, bench, and then two. Is that a Tosefes Oneg? Two and two as opposed to four? Lechor, one would argue, in what shape or form is that considered to be a Tosefes of Oneg Shabbos, of Oneg Shabbos? The sum game is the same. Why is it the Shulchan Aruch Christ divide the meal? Clearly, no, that's driven by Ichlu Hayom. Ichlu Hayom means you have to have a total of three. So therefore, if that's where you're at, and therefore, this is the food, but divide. Dividing is not an enhancement, I would argue, of the kiyum of Oneg, but dividing is going to accommodate, obviously, that need for the Ichlu Hayom. So clear that the two kiyumim, indeed, that are necessary, the mitzvah of Oneg, the kiyum of Ichlu Hayom, a nafkamina of Yantif, a nafkamina of Minyan HaSudas, a nafkamina when necessary to go ahead and to divide the Suda in order to go ahead and to accommodate. You know what I would tell you? Ah, that now is the basis of a new machlokas rishon. In order to fulfill the mitzvah of oneg, what type of achila is necessary? What do I have to eat? Anything? Anything is sufficient? Or does oneg require a suda chashuva, a suda gemura? Is it necessary to have pas? Oh, so that's the mechaber reisha and dalet, that the mitzvah of oneg requires pas. That's the Tshuvas Rabbi Kveger, that the mitzvah of oneg requires pas. And that very first Tshuva, Kveger writes the following: the mitzvah of simcha does not require pas, but the mitzvah of oneg requires pas. The oneg requires pas. Well, Rabbi Kveger writes like a stunning din, that Tshuva is devoted to whether women are obligated in oneg yantif. Are women obligated in oneg yantif? Rabbi Kveger writes, they can be obligated in simchas yantif, but not obligated in oneg yantif, and that would result in the fact they cannot fast, they must eat. There must be elements of simcha, but to be koveya, the suda alapas, there you have to be chayiv in the mitzvah of oneg. That's the first tshuva, Rabbi Kveger. Oneg requires pas. What about ichlu hayom? Less clear. Ichlu hayom, the pasuk mentions achila. Does that necessarily mean pas? Oh, that's why. Resh Ayin Dalet, when it comes to the first two sudos of Shabbos, pas is absolutely necessary. And what about when it comes to shalosh shudos? Do you have to wash for shalosh shudos? Do you not have to wash for shalosh shudos? So here, the Mechaber writes the following. Resh Sadi Aleph, in the halachas of shalosh shudos, you know, that's where the Mechaber writes that there are different deos, but the Mechaber writes, yes, one should wash for shalosh shudos. But the Mechaber writes the following, earlier, Kuf Peches. What happens if a person washes, benches, and forgets, let's say, on Shabbos to say Ritzay? Forgets on Yantav to say Yalav Yavam. What's the rule of thumb? When do you have to be Choser? When are you not Choser? So the Mechaber writes, you know what the rule of thumb is? If there's a Chi of Suda, that means I had to have a Suda, I had to have Pas, I had to bench, I had to mention Mena Mora. If I don't, I have to be Choser. But if that's not the case, then if I forget the main aura, I don't have to be chozer. So when there's a chi of suda, yes. When there's no chi of suda, then no. So for example, on Yantif, you forget Yalav Yavo, you have to be chozer. On Rosh Chodesh, you forget Yalav Yavo, you don't have to be chozer. Chol HaMoed, you forget Yalav Yavo, you don't have to be chozer. You forget Ritzei on Shabbos, of course, you have to be chozer. Reish Ayin Dalet. What about at Shalosh Shudos? What about at Shalosh Shudos? That's the Mechaber, Reish Sadi Aleph. Ooh. You know what? That already is a machlokas rishonim. Whether shalosh shudos requires pas. So therefore the Mechaber writes that ideally, of course, one should wash, reish sadi aleph, but b'di'eved, if a person benches that shalosh shudos and forgets to say ritzei, you're not chozer in birchas hamazon. Why would one argue the first two sudos absolutely yes and shalosh shudos no? That's exactly the lumdas. That the first two sudos, a suda balad, a suda bayom, that's Pesachim Kufay, that's the mitzvah of oneg. Oneg is mechayev pas. That certainly is necessary. The whole machlokas rishonim is, what about when it comes to suda shlishis? So if that's the machlokas rishonim, the chachila, yes, but b'dieve, if you get to say, they're not. And asking, why is shalosh shudos different? Because the first two sudos, the kiyum is, not only ichlu hayom, the kiyum is oneg. When it comes to Suda Shlishis, the Kiyum is Echlu Hayom, B'dieved. When it comes to Echlu Hayom, then not. So therefore, that's exactly our Psak. So Nafkamina, when it comes to Yantif, Nafkamina, Nasudas, Nafkamina, splitting the Suda, or Nafkamina, if a person forgets to say, the Me'ain, the Me'ain Ha'ara, those are two Kiyumim, of Oneg as opposed to Echlu Hayom. Now I'll tell you the following Chiddush of Rama. Let's assume for whatever reason, a person doesn't have a meal on Lel Shabbos. Friday night, somehow goes by. You know what? The person thought he was dozing. You know, he wakes up. Whoa. You know, slept through the night. He didn't have a suda. Didn't have a suda on Lel Shabbos. So what do you do? Ooh, so the Rama writes the following. You know what? If you didn't have a suda below Shabbos, have an extra suda during the day of Shabbos. Have three sudos during the day of Shabbos. If you miss the Suda Balel Shabbos, so therefore, have an additional Suda during the day of Shabbos. What's the basis of that lumdus? You missed at night, you can make up the missed opportunity. How exactly does that work? Isn't that a chiddush? No, that's midin tashlumin, brachos chavav. If a person doesn't daven a tefillah, he can double up in the next month. You know, Tosfos writes, that's only because tefillah is rachamininu, and avai she's fellow kol yom kulo. Tashlumin is such a chiddush. Usually we assume when the Zman HaMitzvah comes to an end, you know what, that's it. He'll try harder next time, but how do you compensate for tefillah, rachamininu? And Tosfos writes, if tefillah wouldn't be rachamim, like tefillah's musaf, there is no tashlumin. It's only because this is bakashas rachamim. So this chiddush of Ramah, that you missed your suda at night. So you know what? Make it up with an extra suda during the day. How exactly does that work? How do I compensate for what I was lacking by doubling up? How exactly does that work? You know, Sra. Slavechik once explained the following. This is not midin tashlumin. But rather the following. They're two kiyumin when it comes to suda Shabbos. There's a mitzvah of oneg balayla. There's a mitzvah of oneg bayom. Okay? There's a mitzvah of ichlu hayom, which is three sudos during the day of Shabbos. So let's assume a person did not have a suda balayla. Guess what? He did not fulfill the mitzvah of oneg balayla. Oneg balayla. Oh, can I make up the mitzvah of oneg balayla? You know what the answer is? No. You don't make up the mitzvah of oneg balayla. How do you make up the mitzvah of oneg balayla? Have additional, why bother having an additional suda? You know what the answer is? Shabbos kuf yitzayin. Ichlu hayom. You have to have three sudas during the day of Shabbos. So what you're gaining by the extra suda is you'll salvage the kiyum of Ichlu Hayom, even though that the mitzvah of Ona Balayla is indeed missed. It's not considered to be at all. Medin Tashlumin. Wow. There's a stunning chiddush of Birkei Yosef. Mishabur writes, we pass like this by Birkei Yosef. Birkei Yosef there in Siman Reish Sadi Aleph. Let's assume the following. A person didn't have a suda on El Shabbos. Oh, so he asked, what should I do? What should you do there, Amar? Reish Sadi Aleph. So have an extra suda during the day. He does it, no? Extra suda during the day. He again now comes and knocks on my door. I said, what happened now? Well, I forgot to say Ritzei in the second suda. So you know what the Berkei Yosef writes? Do you know Kishalosh Shudas, you're not Chozer. Ooh. Mishur Pasan's like that. No, the Berkei Yosef. What do you mean? You have to be Chozer for the second Suda. No? The third Suda. No, second Suda. Yeah, that's the Slumdus. No? You have to be Chozer for Oneg. But you're not Chozer for Ichlu Hayom. When a person has a suda balayla, that's oneg nechlo hayom. A person has a suda during the day, that's oneg nechlo hayom. A person didn't have a suda balayla, and now you're telling me, ooh, reish sadi aleph, have another suda during the day. What's the mechayiv of those sudas? You know what I'll tell you? The first suda is echlo hayom and oneg bayom. What's the second suda? The second suda is echlo hayom. Like shal shudas. You're not chozer for the omission of Ritzei, for Ichlu Hayom. That's our psak. That's the Berkei Yosef. In such a case, you're not chozer for the second Suda. It's not that is a makeup of the Chiyuv Tashlumin, of the Oneg Balayla, but rather that's the Kiyum of Ichlu Hayom. And guess what? That we assume when it comes to Ichlu Hayom, that one is not chozer for Ritzei. So that's an unusual case where the second Suda of Shabbos is driven by Ichlu Hayom. You know, I would go out on a limb and say the following, and maybe it's not such a limb, but it's against the Magen Avraham. I would say, you know, it's Mufurish and Shulchan Aruch. You didn't have a meal Friday night, have an extra meal during the day of Shabbos. It's not found in Shulchan Aruch. The comparable case in Hilchos Yontif. In Hilchos Yontif, Tavkuf Chavtes, that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes, the Dina Yontif. Sudas Yantiv. It doesn't say there that if you don't have a Suda on the night of Yantiv, so have an extra Suda during the day of Yantiv. Why not? If it's true on Shabbos, why isn't it true when it comes to Yantiv? So I'll tell you, according to Berkei Yosef, that's great, no? After all, that we assume Ichlu Hayom applies on Shabbos, but not on Yantiv. If a person doesn't have a Suda Balayla, you're missing the Kiyum of Layla. The fact that you have an extra Suda Bayom is not making up the Kiyum Balayla, but that's driven by Ichlu Hayom. So if Ichlu Hayom only applies on Shabbos and doesn't apply on Yantif, that halacha that you miss, you make up, that should only apply when it comes to Shabbos, not when it comes to Yantif. I would argue, Eino Chinami, that fits in beautifully according to this Hagdara of the Birkei Yosei. So Mamish B'davka Nokat. This is quote in Hilchos Shabbos Reish Sani Aleph, but there is no mention in Hilchos Yantif. But admittedly, that's against the Magen Avram, because the Magen Avram writes in Siman Reish Sani Aleph, oh, one line, Hu Hadin Liyantif. Hu Hadin Liyantif. And if you miss the night Suda and Yantif, make it up by having an extra day Suda during the day of Yantif. I would suggest that that Magen Avram is against the Birkei Yosei. Against the Birkei Yosei. The Magen Avram is some understanding that's a Tosefes Oneg. And Oneg applies even on Yantif, not simply driven by the Chlu Hayom. But Poshev Shat, Birkei Yosei, that no, that's a difference in terms of the Kiyomim. So therefore, two different Hagdaros of the Suda Shabbos. Ichlu Hayom, the Mitzvah of Oneg, with significant difference. The Minyan HaSudas, the Yantif being Mechalek the Suda, Pas, the need to make up a Suda which is missed, Chazara for, Ritzayin Yalav Yavo. I'll tell you maybe another difference as well. When it comes to Kiddush, can a person be Mekadesh Mibod Yom? Can you make Kiddush early? You know what the answer is? Absolutely yes. That's not obvious. This is a sugya, Brachas Chav Zayin. But bottom line, the Gemara says, yes, you could do that. You can do that. Rav Tzalish Ol Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Rav used to daven Mariv early on Erev Shabbos. And guess what? The Gemara says, not only tefillah, but Mekadesh. You can make Kiddush early as well. Okay. So a person can daven Mariv early. A person can make Kiddush early as well. What about when it comes to Suda Shabbos? So you know what? I'm davening early, right? This time of year, maybe there still is an early minyan. No, you'll daven early. You'll make Kiddush. Can I have my Suda Shabbos mi bodyum? Or could one possibly argue that Suda Shabbos is somewhat different? You know, that's a significant machlokas. Already a Tosus in the beginning of Rabbi Pesachim, say Tesum Adveiz. Machlokas the halacha, Taz and Marshal, Siman Reish Sadi Aleph. But the Taz says, absolutely yes. The Taz writes that, you know what, if Tosefes Shabbos works for Kiddush, and it works for Tefillah, it works for Suda Shabbos, you know what, you can daven, you can make Kiddush, you can eat, you can bench before Shkia. And you'll fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah, of kiddush, and Suda Shabbos. And the Marshal disagrees. Marshal writes, that's not true. What do you mean it's not true? The Gemara says it's okay for kiddush. It's okay for David. Why isn't it good for Suda Shabbos? You know what the Marshal, Taz quotes a Sefer HaChassidim, Reish Sadi Aleph. Because when it comes to Suda Shabbos, the Torah tells me, Ichlu Hayom. You have to eat on this day, on the day of Shabbos. And the Chiddush of Marshal, Sefer Chassidim, the Dion in Tosus, Tosefes does not convert the day. Tosefes is not Ichlu Hayom. So when, for example, it comes to Kiddush, Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsha, so that can be Mibod Yom. When it comes to Suda, Ichlu Hayom means Ichlu Hayom. And therefore, not Tosefes. Well, so that's the Chiddush of the Sefer Chassidim, the Chiddush of the Marshal, that Ichlu Hayom requires that the Suda has to be Balayla. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this now, that ideally, Lechatchila, one should be Chayesh for the Shita of the Marshal, and that is, you know what, you're making Shabbos really good, but you know what? See to it that the Suda lasts, it lingers, mirrors the Brit Torah, in order to have Achiv Alachar Tzeis HaKochavim. You can begin earlier, but see to it that it lasts and that you have the need for achila lachar tzeis because of ichlu hayom. You know, maybe I would raise the following simple question. When you look at Marshal and Sefer Chassidim, they don't say ichlu hayom requires laila and therefore do not begin your suda. Do not make kiddush and then have a break for a couple hours. No. Daven, make kiddush, suda, but see to it that you have achil alachar tzeis hakochav. Why is it formulated in that way? That's the Mishnah Berurah writes that now, so see to it that lachar laila, that you have achila. And what about everything before? You mean according to the Taz, that's a mitzvah rabba? And according to the Marshal, it's just an achilas harishus. You know what my Suda Shabbos is? That the last kazayis that I had after Tzeis HaKochav. You know what I argue? No, certainly, they're two kiyumim. They're two kiyumim when it comes to Suda Shabbos. Even the Marshal agrees that the mitzvah of Oneg can be fulfilled mibod yom. The kiyum of the chlu hayom requires laila. See, even the Marshal would agree that, you know what? Even if you hold that Tosefis is insufficient for Ichlu Hayom, but Tosefis is going to work for the typical mitzvah oneg. So all of the Achila Rishona before Laila, of course, that's considered to be part of the mitzvah oneg. The kium of Ichlu Hayom requires Achila Chartzeis. How do you accommodate then both of those requirements? Oneg Hayom? That's exactly, no? You can start your Suda Mibod Yom. And you can be soed, but see to it that you have sufficient achila, lachar tzeis, to meet the requirement of ichlu hayom. And that's exactly then the sheet of Marshal. The Taz writes, even ichlu hayom can be mibod yom. Because the Taz is chiddush, is when you're mosif mechol kodesh. You know what the language of the Taz is elsewhere? Tafrei samaches, mi shehosif mechol kodesh. Kfar holach v'chola v'chova sayom v'habi kalayla v'machar mamish. Woo. The Taz writes, you're mosif mechol kodesh. The day is changed. It's already the day of Shabbos. But even if you don't accept that Taz, it doesn't mean that what you've eaten up until now is just an achilas harashus. That's the mitzvah of oneg. But there's an additional kiyum. There's an additional kiyum of ichlu hayom. If you want to put together these nafkaminas, I would say as follows, that oneg requires pas. Ichlu hayom doesn't necessarily require pas. So even if one wants to be machmo for the sheet of the marshal to have achil achar tzeis, we'll be machmo lechatchila to have pas. But you know what? It's not unheard of to have achila even without pas, because ichlu hayom v'dieved does not require pas. Lechatchila yes. So lechatchila, have pas, lachar tzeis el kochavim. But just like the Machlokas Rishonim, whether Ichlu Hayom requires pas or not, that would apply whenever a person is beginning the Suda early, and he's having additional Achil Achar Tzeis because of Ichlu Hayom, the question is, what is it that Ichlu Hayom requires? Okay? Now I'll go out on a little bit of a limb, and I'll tell you the following Chiddush. Well, the Mechaber writes, on Yantif, you only have to have two Sudas. You don't have to have a third Suda. Which means that on Yantif, Oneg absolutely, Psachim Kufay, the Rama Paragvav Hochas Yantif, but Ichlu Hayom, Ichlu Yom is Shabbos. Ichlu Yom is not on Yantif. Okay. The Chumra then of Sefer HaChassidim and Marshal, that you have to have Achil Lachar Tzeis HaKochavim, is not because of Oneg, it's because of Ichlu Hayom. So I'll go out on a limb and I'll tell you the following. You know, that chumrah of the Marshal, that chumrah, the Sefer HaChassidim, see to it that you have pas, lachar tzeis hakochavim. If that's being driven by Ichlu Hayom, you know what I'll tell you? That's true on Shabbos, but not true when it comes to Yantar. So that's my kula. No? That on Shabbos, have a kazayis of pas, lachar tzeis hakochavim. But on Yantif, you can get away without that, because if you're not having shalashudas, and you're assuming as mechaber that two sudos, not ichlu hayom, our Dion and Tosos. So therefore, my kula, that you know what, that anyantiv, you don't have the chumra of the marshal to see to it, you have a kazayas sepasla chartseisa kachavim. Okay, but be careful how you quote me, no? You don't have the chumra of the marshal when it comes to yantiv, when it comes to yantiv. So which yantiv exactly? Which yantiv exactly, you know? Pesach. Pesach, Tafayin Beis, Machab writes, Inorim Kiddushat Shetechshach. You have to wait until Tzeis for Kiddush. You have to wait until Tzeis for Kiddush. Okay, it doesn't apply when it comes to Pesach. Sukkis, Tafresh Lamites, no? The Shulchan Aruch writes, that's part of Tesvav. Wait until Tzeis, when it comes to Sukkis. Shmini Atzeres. Tafresh Samaches, that's the Taz and the Marshal. Wait a second. Wait until Tzeis for Shmini Atzeres. Because if you're going to begin your Sugal in Shmini Atzeres, it's still Hoshana Rabba, the Marshal, no? So you have to make a bracha of Leishei Basukah. And you're making Kiddush for Shmini Atzeres. So the Marshal, wait until Tzeis for Shmini Atzeres before you start your Sugal. Shavuos. Tafayin Dalet. Shavuos. The Taz and Tmimos Tiyena, no? Wait until Tzeis before you make Kiddush. So my Gavalda Kakula, no, it doesn't apply Pesach, Shavuos, or Sukkis, no, but Shvi Shal Pesach, that's my nafkamina, no? Shvi Shal, Rosh Hashanah one could discuss, no? Shvi Shal Pesach. Is there a chumra of the marshal to see to it that you have a kazai yisapas, lachar tzeisach kochav? Shvi Shal Pesach, it could be so, it'd be bod yom. And now I will tell you, maybe you know what? If the only reason for the chumra is, because of Ichlu Hayom, in such a case, Mikra Hadin, we assume Ichlu Hayom does not apply when it comes to the time of Yantin. But this is very important in terms of like two Hagdaros, two Kiyum, when it comes to the Surah Shabbos and the split. You know, whenever you learn Sugis and you see there seem to be multiple Makoros for the same din, no? The Gemara says Surah Shabbos is Oneg, and the Gemara says Surah Shabbos is Ichlu Hayom. You always have to ask yourself, why the multiple makoros? Lamai nafkamina. No, and here, that it pops, know that there's so many differences that we assume in terms of these different kiyumin, in fact, that we have. When the Rambam discusses, as I mentioned, the chiyuv of kavan and oneg, the Rambam does so in a somewhat unusual way. You know, I would have described kavan and oneg similar to Kriya Samigila, Ner Chanukah. You know what? These are takanos. Takanos. No? A takana of Ner Chanukah, a takana of Kriya Samigila, a takana of Kavod, a takana of Oneg, the Navi Yeshaya, takana Sanavim. The Rambam doesn't describe it that way. The Rambam describes Kriya Samigila as a takana. The Rambam describes Ner Chanukah as a takana. When it comes to Kavod Oneg, as I mentioned, that Rambam, Perek Lamed, Halach Aleph, of Hilchos Shabbos, describes it in a very, very different way. In Perek Chav Tes, of Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam discusses the mitzvah of Kiddush Avdalah. Zach Hashem Shabbos Lakasha. Good. And now the Rambam begins Perek Lamed, of Hilchos Shabbos. Perek Lamed, of Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam discusses Kavod Oneg. So that's how it would have begun. And as I mentioned before, the Rambam begins it in a somewhat unusual way. Now, Arba Dvarim Nemur B'Shabbos. Realize that there are four mitzvos, four hagdaros. Torah min HaTorah, Torah midivrei Nevi'im. And the Rambam uses the term, Rav Slaveitchik would often emphasize this. Not that Kavod Oneg is a takanas hanavim, but the Rambam writes twice, no? V'heim mifurashin al yedei hanavim. And then the Rambam repeats the next line. Nisparshu al yedei hanavim. Interesting. The Rambam refers to Kavod Oneg as a pirush, not as a takana. What exactly does that mean? Well, Kriya Sangana Chanukah is a standalone takana, that's clear. Maybe not true when it comes to Kavod and Oneg. And in what sense is that true? So the following. Yeah, we discussed this already earlier. That the Rambam writes, you know what the mitzvah of Zachar and Shamar is? You know what the mitzvah is? That you have to set apart Shabbos from Yemei HaChol. That Rambam, Perachav Dalet of Hilchos Shabbos, Shabbos has to be a shvisa hanikeres. Shabbos has to be absolutely distinct. That's the purpose of the mitzvah of Kiddush. You're mavdil ben kodesh l'chol. And that's why I would say the shita say, the Rambam shita is not only is Kiddush daraisa, but havdalah is daraisa. Because if the mitzvah of Zachar Shema Shabbos L'Kadosh was to set Shabbos apart from Me'achol, not at all surprised that the Rambam writes that applies b'chnisas of Yitziyasa. If the purpose of Zachar is to be mavdil ben kodesh l'chol, how can that not include havdalah? That's what havdalah is. I would argue the Rambam l'shita say. The Rambam describes Kiddush as setting Shabbos apart from Me'achol, and you bookend. That's true b'chnisasa. That's true b'tziyasa. That's clear. So if I were to ask you, okay, I have to set Shabbos apart. How do I set Shabbos apart from Me'achol? You know what the answer is? Kiddush, Havdalah. Okay, anything else? Of course, Shamar. Asiyas HaMalacha. Asiyas HaMalacha. Oh, and that Rambam that we discussed earlier, Perach Havdal Ocha Shabbos, Mokza. Dinei Mokza. The Rabbi is so bothered. Mokza, Mokza is a Gzeira, the Rabbanim Yisham Hotza. The Rambam writes much more than that. No? The Gzeiros of Mokza are to see to it that Shabbos is set apart from the Me'achol. Because if all you do is make Kiddush and Havdalah, and all you do is avoid doing Malacha, the Rambam writes that, you know what? Your day will be replete with Uvda Dachol. Ubita Hakam Shenem Rebetor Laman Yanuach. All of a sudden now you have, the Navi Yeshaya. You know what? Be careful about Kavod, One, Mimso Chefzecha, Daber Dover, Lo Yeh Dibur B'Shabbos, Ki Dibur B'Chol, Ilukach B'Shabbos, Ki Ilukach B'Chol, Levisha B'Shabbos, Ki Levisha B'Chol. You know, the Mishai tells you, you know what? Speak differently, act differently, dress differently, eat differently. No? Ooh. What are all of those? All of those are standalone takanos. Those are standalone takanos. Like Nerchanak and Kriya Samigila. That was the Chiddush Rosh Lohechik pointed out. Those are not standalone takanos. You know what they all are? They're an expansion. An expansion of Zachar and Shamar. The Torah insists that Shabbos has to be distinct. When the Torah emphasizes the distinction of Shabbos, the Torah says, Malacha, Kiddush, Havdalah, and all of a sudden the Nevi Yeshaya says, and you know what? Beyond that, Big Day Shabbos, Dibur, Halicha, those are independent Kiyum and Rabbanon. That's part of the broader Kiyum of Zachar Yisrael Shabbos L'Kavsha, a Shvisa HaNikeres. That what you're doing on Shabbos is different then. And that's why the Rambam describes it not as being a separate takana, but rather as Vehim Mufurashim, Mufurashim Le'edavim, as an expansion of. And I'll just mention, I think, an important ta'ar. And we mentioned the Sugyan Shabbos Kuf Yazayin, that based on the Parsha Saman, Lechemishna and Suda, no? Are women chayiv in Lechemishna? Are women chayiv in Suda? We assume yes. How do you know that that's true? Maybe we should argue Lechem Mishnah or Suda Shabbos is a mitzvah sasei Shazman Grama. How do you know women are chayiv? And Mefurish and Ran, Shabbos, Memdal, and Aleph, that women are chayiv in Lechem Mishnah, women are chayiv in Suda Shabbos. How do you know that that's true? So take a look at that Ran. The Ran writes the following. A Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam writes, Afein ho, boso hanes. Wow. Women are chayiv in Kriya Samigila, Ner Chanukah, Dalar Kosos, Afein HaBoso Anes. Rabbi Natam writes, I'll give you another case. Lechem Mishnah, Suda Shabbos. They're connected the man, the nes of the man. So therefore, Afein HaBoso Anes, women are chayiv in Lechem Mishnah, women are chayiv in Suda Shabbos. Wow. Afein HaBoso Anes. Wow. The Ran comments, Shabbos Memdala. I agree. Women are chayiv in Lechem Mishnah. I agree that women are chayiv in Ner Shabbos, but Suda Shabbos, but not because of the reason of Afin. What do you have to command to Afin about someone else? Are women obligated in Kiddush? Absolutely yes. That's before Shun Gemara, no? Baruch Estavchav, Shuvah Estavchav. Noshim chayavos b'Kiddush Hayom. Why isn't it as Man Grama? You know what the Gemara answers? You all know, no? Zachar v'shamar Whoever is obligated in Shamor is obligated in Zachar. And the Ran writes, if you have Kol Sheishno, you don't have to come on to anything else. So when it comes to Kriya Samgan Rechana, you have to come on to Afne Bosones. When it comes to Shabbos, women are Chayiv Midarais in Kiddush. Because Kol Sheishno. And if you have Kol Sheishno, you're done. You don't have to come on to any secondary reasons. Kol Sheishno was all-inclusive. So I agree with Rabbeinu Tam that women have to have Lechem Mishnah. I agree with Rabbeinu Tam, women have to have Suda Shabbos, but not because of Afein Hobo Sohanes, but that's part of Kol Sheishno B'Shmireishno B'Zachir. Because once you have Kol Sheishno, you're done. You don't have to come to anything else. Take a look, Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan in the Kobet Shiram Sachim, Reish Yudalet. Is that true? What the Ran says? Once you have Kol Sheishno, you don't need anything else. You don't need anything else. Is that really true? How do you know at the Seder that women are chayiv in matzah? Isn't matzah zman grama? How do you know women are chayiv in matzah? You know what the answer is? Pesachim em gimel. Kol sheishno. Bebal tocha chametz. Kol sheishno bekumacha matzah. Kol sheishno. Kol sheishno. Okay. How do you know women are chayiv in dalet kosas? You know what the answer is? Pesachim kuches. Afeinu bosones. That's Rabbi Chanan's Sarachia, no? You have Kol Sheishno. Women are chayiv in matzah because of Kol Sheishno. But Kol Sheishno is not all-encompassing. If there's another mitzvah, you need a new reason. So Mefurish in Gemara, that women are chayiv in matzah because of Kol Sheishno. But yet you need Afein Habosanais for another mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. So what's so difficult with Rabbeinu Tam? Now that women are chayiv in Kiddush because of Kol Sheishno. But when it comes to the other mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah and Suda Shabbos, you need another reason, and that's Rabbeinu Tam's. Nothing about Sones. The Ran says, well, once you have Kol Sheishno, you don't need it. Is that right? You see from the Lo Seder, that's not right. Women are chayiv in achilas matzah, but another mitzvah requires another time. That's Rabbeinu Chanan and Sarachim. You know what I would just simply suggest? That whole Hakdama. Well, of course, when it comes to the Lel Seder, one mitzvah is Achilas Matzah. Another mitzvah is Dalet Kosos. How do you understand Dalet Kosos? You know, Dalet Kosos is a takana derabanan of Dalet Kosos. Dalet Kosos is an expansion of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Halachot v'halachot. Why we wouldn't necessarily argue if you're chayiv in achilas matzah, you're chayiv in dalet kosos. And obviously, even if women are chayiv in matzah because kol sheishno, you need another makor to tell us women are chayiv in dalet kosos. You know what the chiddush of the Ran is that's not true when it comes to the dinim of kavod and oneg and suda and lechem mishnah. Those are not standalone, independent takanos. The Rambam, Vein Mefurashin, Al Yedei Neviim. That's an expansion of, directly related to, Zachar and Shamar. And that's the Chiddush of the Ran, not B'chola Torah Kula. When you say Kol Sheishno, it's all-inclusive. In Shabbos, if women are Chayiv in Zachar, and women are Chayiv in Shamar, and that's based on Kol Sheishno, that's going to apply to all the ancillary dinim, which are an extension, which are an expansion of Zachar and Shamar. So for that, you don't have to come on to the separate reason of Afein Hobo Sones. If you have an independent standalone takana, of course, that must be true. But not when it comes to the case of Shabbos. It's interesting, multiple makaros for many of the chiyuvim of Shabbos, and critical, those two words in Tosos, Midrash Mechalukim, when it comes to the Dini Haman, with many, many nafkaminas in terms of how it is that we observe not only Shabbos, Bim Yom Tov as well, and the role of the Dinin Rabbanan, not necessarily as independent takanos, but rather being in expansion, of. I spend a lot of time on that Tosas, Beis Vameis, Damascus Bahaya, no, the whole Tosas from top to bottom, one Chiddush after another, in terms of Achana Derab, in terms of the Sigyan Sachim, right? How it is that one understands our Sigyan, light of the Gemara Sachim, in and of itself. But realize the reach of this deal that Tosas has, the Dinim of Zeichel Aman, to what extent are they limited to Shabbos, to what extent is applied to Yontif as well, and the multiple kiyumim of Sudas Shabbos, Sudas Yontif, and the relationship of the Dinim Daraisa, the Takanos Derabanan.